fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Alive! It's alive!
Welcome to the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making pop.
With your host, Parker. Featuring the sultry sounds of Fred and also Alan on the board.
Let's go already!
And now, let's start the Vam Show.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the 132nd edition. Second, all of them. Edition of the BLC podcast. We're back.
Suffering.
So we're back. It's better than ever. We're so glad you joined us, and we can't thank you enough for your support on X, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So you can always check us out at blcpodcast.com and listen to us every single day on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to like and share or review or whatever. Just do something and tell people that we exist.
Because he's like the commandant in Police Academy. You know, the Police Academy, and the guy's like, this first slide.
You got your wife under there, man.
That's my radio. Boy, like, hey. I got to go. Welcome to the show. His friend.
He's like, let's enjoy these pictures.
I never want to see your old face again, man.
That's the good thing about O faces. You don't get to see your own.
Yeah, you don't get to see your own. Thank you.
Welcome to the show, Fred.
Glad to be here, man. Glad to be here. We're once again, doing the show with you guys. And I want to introduce Alan, OTB. On the loud boards.
Screaming. Is it loud?
It's fine.
I mean, the crowd is right here, right next to me. Yeah.
Tell them people to back up.
Yeah, the crowd. It's the crowd. They can't help it. They couldn't. They had
too
to get closer.
Too close to me, man.
Had to get closer so they could ruin his internet. Yeah. So welcome to the show, everybody. We are so glad you joined us. It's a big week. It's Whack History Month. All the things that you ever wanted it to be. Oscars just happened last night. Fred, who won the Oscar?
Everybody won it, man. Barbie won.
Best Oscars I've ever seen. Did Will Smith slap Chris Rock last year at the Oscars?
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
No, it was last year.
That's 2 years ago.
Nah, it was
because I feel like it was last year.
Because somebody made a joke about.
No, it was last year.
No, I guess it was. Was it last year?
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, it was last year.
Then again, it feels like.
Yeah, it had to be last year. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he slapped.
Controversial Oscars this year, Fred. Controversy all around.
Margot Robbie won the Best Actress.
Did she?
Yeah,
and Barbie.
Yeah.
And actor.
And actor.
Won them both. It's clean sweep.
Yeah.
turns out she's trans.
Well, I was going to say, could a trans person, let's say there was a movie.
Mm, okay? She's trans, man. I'm
considering some stuff.
I'm considering that one.
Alan's like, I just became a lot more liberal.
Yeah. She's trans, man. It's like, oh, damn.
Damn it!
So, let's say there was a trans actor or actress. I don't want to.
Right.
And they played in a movie, a drama, we'll say, where they played a male part and a female part.
Okay.
Could they win Best Actor and Best Actress? But here's the twist, Fred.
Right. They got to show the deep.
Well, I'm
what?
Have you seen that Trinity dick?
As a man, when they play the man, it's the lady part of them that's playing the man. And when they play the woman, it's the manly part of them that's playing the woman.
I'm confused. I'm more
confused. It's a double twist.
I'm more confused.
What a twist. It's an M. Well, Shyamalan
that kind of happened already. What was the show? Umbrella Academy.
Oh yeah, with Elliot Page.
Elliot Page. It used to be Ellen Page.
Right.
Like when the show first started.
Right.
She was Ellen.
She was a she.
Yeah, she was a she, and then and the way they wrote that, the way they wrote that into the show was like terrible. Like the whole first season was like she was a chick. You know what I'm saying? And then the second season starts up, she's like, she goes into the transformation by, like, first off, they put a bad wig on.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, they are. Well, I think they ended the show anyway.
I think so.
Because it ain't came back yet. Mm-hmm. But she had a terrible wig on. Like, it looked like Wednesday Addams.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then she just goes and gets her hair cut. And every interaction with a new character in the show, she was like, I know. I'm a boy now. It was like five or six times she like knew somebody that she hadn't seen in a while since the transformation, and she had to go in and explain it to her. Like,
right? Well, you know, I mean, it wasn't her whole thing. Like, she could jump from like jump through space. It doesn't matter.
That was the young dude,
Umbrella he guy, could an umbrella. I remember that.
Her power was like she
could become a man.
The power
to take out the punishment the world dishes. Oh. That's my superpower.
It's a controversial show, Brad.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. That was
a controversial. But no, it was a good show. I like it.
Yeah, you know who wrote that, right? The comic book, right? The lead singer of My Chemical Romance is the one who wrote that.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah. Gerard something. I don't know his name. Gerard Depardieu.
Talented. Yeah.
Joe Rogan's cousin.
Joe Rogan's cousin.
Yeah, he's Joe Rogan's cousin.
Sure. Is he really?
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Gerard Rogan.
But yeah. It's Rogan.
Drogan.
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 Son Drogan.
What's good, man?
Well, you know, back to what I was saying. Right. So could that happen? Could you win? Could one person win both?
I don't know.
You know, I would say in Hollywood, yes.
I don't. Yeah. Well, you know what?
We saw Will Smith slap Chris Rock last year. Yeah, come on, anything can happen.
Yeah, maybe you might be right.
That might have been 2 years ago. Now that
they've been like progressive.
Yeah,
that's so.
That's car insurance company.
I think it's. I think it was last year.
I don't know. It seems like it was like a decade ago because so much stuff has happened since then. That was before the submersible. Imploded.
Yeah. Well, it was at the beginning of the year, so you know you figured you got the whole year.
They had to join us in our watery grave. Brent's cracking me up with that. He keeps sending me memes about that. And I know they're coming, but it still makes me laugh every time.
And so, it was 2 years ago.
Okay. And so my wife has not seen the Dave Chappelle comedy.
Yeah. Thing. Right.
So I was like cracking up, and she's like, "What are you laughing about?" And I showed her what you sent me, and she was like, "Well, I don't understand it." And I was like, "Okay, hold on, let me pull up the joke so you can understand." And I was like, "I don't know why it's so fucking funny, but it is. Like, yeah. It's gotten funnier. It's like gotten progressively funnier the more you do it. Honestly,
when he dropped that line, he was like, my wife was looking at the book, and she was like, what am I supposed to do with join us in our watery grave? Right. No, you got to roll your R's.
That was very funny.
Just kills me. And, that shit just
good times.
Me, it's so funny, man.
Well, Fred, like I said, you know, and then yet again, another controversial figure. I feel like our show, Fred, is not as controversial as it should be.
Okay.
Maybe sometimes we try to keep we try to keep it light.
I'll try to keep it controversial fun. Tonight.
You're gonna make it controversial? Great. This is what I was going for. So we followed this other podcaster on YouTube or on Instagram, and I truly don't remember their names. But they are always it's like the Great Girth or something.
We follow.
You follow the Great Girth
podcast.
He says we follow a podcast, but I don't know their name.
Well, I just said their name. Yeah. I said their name. Yeah. The Great Something Earth Girth podcast. But they're always saying controversial shit about stuff, and it made me think. I'm like, first of all, it's stupid to be that controversial. I think like there's nothing wrong with a little bit of controversy. Like I get it, but they were saying things like specifically for the sake of being controversial.
Right. Trying to be a shock jock. Right.
Right. And then, right, so it made me think we should be more controversial.
Controversial.
In order to get more listeners. So
sure.
I have some controversial takes, and I think Alan and Fred, you guys might have some controversial takes too. And we're gonna, well, did we edit that out?
that, that's controversy.
That's the edit sound that Alan makes when I fucking it up. Did I say something I shouldn't have said?
No.
Probably. I will now. But so yeah, I have some. How do you guys want to do this? Do you want to just say your controversial takes? I have 1, 2, 3. I have like 6 or 7 controversial takes.
I've got like 3 or 4.
But I didn't even call.
I want to go last.
You like, said you had multiple ones.
No, I lied. That's a controversy.
That's controversial.
Well, I did, and then it was like,
I am controversial.
This is just like last week when, and thanks to our loyal listeners who pointed this out to me. Multiple people have pointed this out to me. That last week when we had the Fart Life Coach on, and I wasn't here for that, so I didn't hear it.
Right.
And Alan was supposed to come up with names for the people who were like, and there was no names. It was just like people we knew. It was like,
exactly. What the hell?
And some listeners were like, you like pretty much just said my name on the air. And I'm like, I didn't. I wasn't here.
Like, I mean, there were people that live with us that I've heard their farts.
Fair enough.
Alan's just walking around sneaky taping people's farts. He's holding microphones to people's butts.
Hey there. Hey, guy in the
PT. Yeah. That's a controversy right there.
Yeah, guy in the elevator standing next to me.
What's going to cause me to get one of your farts?
What?
All right, Fred. So let's hear your first controversy.
No, thing. You go
oh,
first.
Mine first? Okay.
Yeah, you first.
I, Fred, don't think that vitamins and nutrients are all that healthy.
Okay.
How's that for controversy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure.
It's controversial as shit. In your face.
I think babies who don't get vaccinated shouldn't go to school.
I agree with that. See, I'm like, let's take this from a comedic standpoint. Like,
oh, okay.
And Alan's like, I didn't even show up today.
Well, mine was the Earth was flat. You know, that was
that's not controversial. We know the Earth is flat, Alan. We all know.
I know. That's why I was like,
I've been to the ice wall, man.
I've been to the Earth, and it's flat as shit. You've never seen it. So, all right. So, I have another one, Fred. And this is more of a controversial question, but is it just me, or is fruit even sweeter nowadays than it used to be? Controversy. These were done in the middle of the night last night.
The fruit is so
they may not be. It's controversial that fruit's so damn sweet nowadays. Fucking bastards.
It's sweet.
Alan's checked out. Literally checked out.
I don't eat a lot of fruit.
No, but is have you noticed?
Well, I mean, you can't eat fruit. That's another controversy because it's so expensive.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
It's so expensive. You can't
bananas
eat.
Bananas about to be gone.
I know. Sad. Yep.
In a couple more years.
Another banana.
And it makes me mad because every time I go into QT or Sphinx, I see them bananas just sitting there getting brown. Don't nobody.
You're like, there's one more down.
Yeah.
That's because the bananas are expensive. Bananas are more expensive than a hot dog.
Yeah, they're selling them like. That's crazy. 2 for $3 or something like that.
I can get 2 hot dogs for $3.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're ever giving me the option, like, do you want a banana or a hot dog? I'm never going to be like, a banana. But, I mean, you never know.
Give it both.
Can you put the banana in the hot dog?
In the hot dog.
And then let me smother it in chili.
And then put the hot dog inside the banana peel.
How are you talking?
Put the banana. Tape it up.
Yeah, there you go. That's going to be a great prank for my kids. Like, which one of you guys wants a banana? It's a hot dog.
A banana dog or a dog banana?
You've been bananaed.
You've been bananaed.
You've been pork anused.
I believe Israel is committing genocide against the people of Palestine.
Jesus.
What a kind of controversy.
Where's that brr, brr, brr noise?
Hold on a second. Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's true or not, it's not the point. I
mean, those are controversy. Those are truths.
Yeah, I admit.
Some people think it's, you know, controversial.
AI is gonna put us on a list after I try to get it to pull this list. All right, how's this? How about let's take it to a more, even more controversial place than that, Fred?
Okay.
All right. Circles are ovals that are trying too hard.
Circles.
I like that.
Are that's ovals are ovals
not trying hard enough?
Yeah, that's exactly what you just said.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah.
Can't
argue that.
Or maybe circles aren't trying hard enough.
Right. Well, no, I think circles. See, I think a circle's keeping it tight.
Well, keep
and
it
ovals,
perfect.
What happens when you're like,
just let it go.
The circle is like, ugh.
So right now, Parker's a circle and Fred's an oval.
No, I'm an oval.
I'm an oval.
Make no mistake, I'm a circle stacked on top of each other right now.
I'm an oval.
I'm so mad about that stupid attic thing you made me do last week. It's stuck in my head. I'm so mad about that. Because I should have said it. I should have thought it before I did it. And then I was
like, it's funny because you looked at your shirt and you're
like, I did. And I was like, oh, man, I got to go to the gym.
Just do it.
So then it was like, yeah, time to go to the gym. Like when I'm spelling out my own titties, it's time to go to the gym. So there you go.
I think women should have the right to have an abortion if they want to. So it's better burn in damnation.
Goddamn. See, Alan, this is why we need you in here. Fred's got kids running around like, what? This is why, Alan, you got to bring some like medium takes. All right, how about this? I think sometimes it's just too early for dinner.
What?
This is why we have to have a meeting before the show, Fred.
Even give it a time. I just think sometimes it's too early for dinner.
Am I right
or
wrong?
It's 8 o'clock.
It's too late. It's too late for dinner.
That's too late.
But 4:30 is too early for dinner.
I didn't think you gave a time.
But I'm just saying sometimes too early for dinner.
Yeah. 12 o'clock is
sometimes
too early.
Sometimes people are like, hey, we're going to have dinner.
In the afternoon.
At 5:15, I'm like, that's too early for dinner. And that might be controversial, but I'm sticking by.
I'm eat after 5.
After 5 now, see, it's 6
o'clock. Yeah, after 5, 6 o'clock. 5:30, you want to do 5:30?
5 o'clock is ice cream time.
Tease my belly and get it ready.
Get off of work. Get a nice big bucket of ice cream. Eat it all the way home in traffic.
We got a friend that like we went out to eat, me, my wife went out to the Mexican restaurant and he just ate fried ice cream. He had like 3 helpers of fried ice cream.
What a grown up. What a fucking grown up.
He told the waiter like an alcoholic, just keep him coming.
He like gets the ball. He's like, I don't want to see this thing be empty.
Yeah.
Don't let me empty this cactus shaped bowl of ice cream. Yeah. Hurry up, Pierre. Fry up another one in the back.
I was like, damn.
Good for him, though. You know what?
Good for him. Yeah, yeah.
That's part of being a grown up. Was he a younger grown up, or was he like, you
know? No, he's our age. He's our age grown up.
Okay. Well, good for him, I guess. Maybe does he have a death wish?
No.
Just checking.
This guy likes fried ice cream.
Well, he's like, I mean, I guess.
You go to a Mexican restaurant, eat fried ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. Tony, I got 5 more fried ice creams. It's like, where are they coming from, man?
Like, all at table 8. Yeah. Table ocho.
Yeah.
He's like, ay, ay, ay. It's too mucho fried ice cream.
I can't keep up with that fried ice cream.
Hey, Gusta.
I didn't make that. What? I never had it. What's on it?
It's fried ice cream. What's in fried it? Up. I don't know. It's ice cream.
It's ice cream. It's ice cream with Spanish lettering.
You can put ice cream. So like an air fryer or like a deep fryer is so hot.
Right.
You can flash fry stuff. So you can like batter it and flash fry it. As long as you don't fry it too long.
Right. We used to do like coconut shrimp. You just put it in there until the coconut turned brown and then pull it up.
Right, but you can do it with ice cream, and the ice cream inside, only like the very most outer layer will melt.
It gets warm, to get warm.
Yeah, so you can like deep fry it for a second.
Right. We used to do that. We used to like put our hand in the juice, and then the flour, and the juice, and the flour, and the juice, and the flour. You know, and then like stick her hand in.
That's not smart. I remember I worked at McDonald's. I saw a lady reach in, a fillet of fish had fallen. So McDonald's, for those who are listening, spoiler alert.
No, she didn't.
At McDonald's, the fillets of fish, are like live in a little basket. And it's like a little basket that's got little slot for each one of them with a little guard on top of it, right? So you put it into the oil, and it holds it in place while it cooks, because you don't want your fish just flopping around in there, I guess. It's alive or anything, but, you know, you just floppy fish. And one time, one of the fish fillets, fileo fishes, broke loose out of the basket, out of its little prison. And the lady who was working there, who was probably like, you know, I was a teenager at the time, and she was probably like in her mid-40s. She could have been 50 or 25. Who fucking knows? When you're a teenager, you think everybody's old.
Right.
So I think she was like in her mid-40s, though. She decided, like, oh, we had all kinds of scoops and ways to get the damn thing out. Like, there's no reason to do this. Yeah, and she was like, oh, I'll just grab it. And, like, and totally grabbed it. Yeah. And, like, set it aside and then was like, ah! And
I
was, yeah.
I know we didn't want to turn this into restaurant stories, but I knew a guy, he was cleaning the back of the hoods, like the stainless steel behind the fryers.
Yeah.
Slipped and fell with both hands, like had to go to burn center and all that shit. That's but he nice. Came back to work, that and he sense. Earned a nickname after that. We called him Joey Singe Hands.
I'd call him Fry Daddy.
So Joey Singe Hands over there.
Like, what's up, Fry Daddy? I'm like, fuck you, man.
I had a girl slap a spindle.
I'd call him Chicken Fingers.
We had a girl slap a spindle, stab paper tickets on, and that shit was sticking out of her, out the back of her hand like that.
It
was
Spinderella.
It went all the way through, but didn't go all the way through.
Yeah.
It just raised up the back of the skin on the. Oh, she was like, ah! She did. She said, ah!
Making it worse.
She was like, she couldn't even say nothing. You know what I'm saying? She was like, ah, look at this.
You were looking back at her. Friends like, yeah, how you doing?
I was. And then it caught my eye what happened. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, all right, hold, calm down. Pull out on three.
Yank it
out. One. That shit ran out of her.
Did you call her Spinderella after that?
I should have.
That's what I was calling. But that's just.
But she was a trooper. She went straight back to work.
Yep.
Like, no downtime. She's like,
hey, look at me.
Like, that's when, like, restaurants was like, what? Shit was hardcore back there. That's waiting days. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. I remember one time I sliced my whole finger open at the bar on a broken glass bottle. And I was like, I should probably go to the hospital. And luckily somebody else was there. Another bartender was off shift, but drunk as shit. And I'm like, I'm going to need you to take over for a minute. And they're like, why? And I like held up my hand and it had cut me from like there all the way down. My whole thing to the bone. And like, he like looked at me and he's like, what the fuck? And I was like, I probably should go. And like right when I said that, that's when it just like gushed blood everywhere.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Those were
like
the days.
A Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah. Oh, good times. Good times. All right, Fred. I got a few more, and I'm hoping you don't.
No. Maybe.
You might.
Maybe.
Okay. I think, Fred, that seasons were invented by Big Weather and JCPenney's just to sell pants.
There is some truth to that.
Maybe.
Fred's like, I think that. I can't even say it.
Yeah.
I think the potato famine was caused by the Jews.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't even know. Jewish space lasers.
The boom base. Yeah.
No. I just think everybody should be able to open carry.
Well, that's going to happen here in South Carolina. Yeah. So get ready for that. I don't think everybody should be able to open carry because I think that there are enough stupid people that they should not be allowed to have guns. Mm-mm. But that's not here or there.
Man, Parker fell for it.
I did. I just think that there's so many stupid people like myself.
Parker just fell for it.
Shouldn't have guns. Shouldn't have them. All right. Well, I got two more. All right. And then we'll hopefully never do this segment again. Hopefully this is enough controversy for us for the rest of the year. 2024's controversial takes. So, Fred.
Yeah.
I was thinking, and this might be controversial.
What you thinking?
That water just isn't as wet as it's advertised to be. Also, Fred, when was the last time you saw a commercial for water? What are they trying to hide?
Big water.
Yeah, it is big water.
Big water's coming at you. Coming at you, baby.
Talking about commercials, have you guys seen those that Star Wars and Chili that they played commercials
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome with the beers.
Where they integrated the in Chile, the country. Not
Chile,
where they integrated the advertising into the
movie. Yeah.
They touch somebody's hand, they pick up like un modelo.
Yeah.
It's delicioso in El Force.
In El Death Star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi opens up the freezer and pulls out
beers. Yeah. Beer.
That was awesome. I wish they would do that with everything.
Yes.
I would watch it even more. All right, Fred. I got one more, and then we'll end this forever.
All right.
I think, and this might be controversial, Fred, that slugs are just snails that are too lazy to bring their shit with them everywhere.
They're actually looking for a home. How do snails get their shells?
I have no idea. Let's find out.
Do snails grow shells?
No, they're welfare, man.
Give it to them by the government.
I know how hermit crabs get shells.
How
snails do grow shells?
That's controversial right there.
It rhymes a little bit, too. So, okay. So, as the snail grows, so does its calcium carbonate shell.
Every time a snail grows
additively by the addition of new calcium carbonate, which is secreted by glands located in the snail's mantle. Mantle, I think, is its back. The new material is added to the edge of the shell aperture, which is known as the opening of the shell. So, there you go. Now you know. That's how land snails do it.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted.
All mollusks build their own shells, though.
Really?
Clams. Whether they live on water or on land.
Yeah. Clams build their own shells? Yeah, I guess they would have to.
Clams, they don't really have a lot of movement.
Yeah, it's not like clams for sale. Yeah,
right.
I mean, there are clams for sale. Yeah, there are.
That's what they do, is they just live near seafood restaurants, and when people throw out the old oysters, they're like, that's mine.
Let's go.
It's moving day. I don't have a central nervous system. There you go. All right. So, Fred, pretty controversial takes by
pretty
one of
much.
Us. By
yeah.
one of us. And that was
by me. One of us.
Thank God for that. I wish Alan would have just come up with one other than the flat earth.
No, I mean, I had birds weren't real, but that's Shana.
Not a controversy.
And then the controversy, there is a controversy that all government personnel are lizards because none of them sweat.
Huh? My uncle didn't sweat.
He's a lizard. He's from the reptilian.
A lizard uncle? Does that mean I'm part lizard?
You sweat? It
means you're part eggplant.
Yeah.
Well, then no, you're not. Reptilians don't sweat.
Lizards. Cold-blooded.
Yeah. They don't sweat. Yeah.
They don't have sweat glands, so they pant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
So are dogs lizards?
Yes.
No, they sweat.
By Alan's logic, yes, they are.
Yeah.
Lizards.
Sure.
Don't sweat. You just...
Sure.
clams are also lizards, and so are fish, because they don't sweat. But when you take them out of the water, they pant. So.
Lizard fish.
Yeah, lizard fish.
Everything's a lizard if you try hard enough. No, lizard.
Here, lizard.
Yeah, eagle leopard. I mean lizard. All right, this is the shit show as always. Yep, it is. Fred, once again, Fred has the all-knowing tapestry behind him. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more, maybe, of the Black Lincoln Collective podcast. We'll see what happens.
The Black Lincoln Collective podcast will return after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's me, John Travolta. Oh, so welcome back. Welcome back to the 132nd edition of the Black Lincoln Collective podcast. We're so glad you're here. We're so glad you joined us for the first installment, other than the one we missed last week, of Whack History.
Whack.
Ladies and gentlemen, every March is Whack History. Is Whack spelled with an H?
Fred, W-A-C-K.
W-A-C-K Whack. History.
Whack.
W-A-C-K
History. That Wolfman Jack coming back. Wolfman Jack coming back.
Welcome to Whack. Back to W-A-C-K. Oh, this radio. I'm your man, Wolfman Jack here.
Shout it out.
Playing all the oldies and hits.
Well, speaking of oldies and hits, Fred, great Fat transition, Wolfman Fred.
No problem.
This week on Whack History, we're going to talk about the things you learned in school that are not true.
That's a lot.
You ready for that, Fred?
That's pretty controversial in itself.
Fred, this is a controversial episode, Fred.
There you go.
Fred, have you heard of a brontosaurus?
I did, yeah.
Could you describe a brontosaurus to me?
It's tall, got a long neck, fat body.
What type of animal?
Long tail. It's a dinosaur.
Wrong, you bitch.
Don't you tell me no lies, Pinky Bobby.
I'm not sure whether this is. These are from our friends at Reader's Digest. I'm not sure whether it was elementary school science class or Fred Flintstone's Brontosaurus burgers that made me made the giant herbivore one of our most recognizable dinosaurs. But for more than a century, the Brontosaurus wasn't considered an actual dinosaur. Paleontologist Nathaniel Charles Marsh named the first fossil of the dinosaur in 1879, 2 years after he described a similar specimen and named it Apatosaurus.
Apatosaurus.
So in 2015, they decided that they were different things, and a brontosaurus is back. Wait, what? Oh, this is bullshit. A brontosaurus is a dinosaur. This is ridiculous. All right, how about this?
That's Fred. Whack. That is whack right there.
That's whack. Man. That's a double whack history. I read it. This is why we prepare.
Whack.
This is why we prepare, Fred.
That was whack.
So, Fred, or Alan, I'll let Alan feel this one. Alan, can you tell me a little bit about George Washington?
He never told a lie.
What was his favorite toothbrush? Toothpaste.
Toothpaste? Is it that one? That
wood varnish?
Yeah, I thought it was,
Right, because you think, you suckers, think that George Washington had wooden teeth.
Nope. I don't.
No. We actually went over this.
I heard about this.
Yeah, you told about this in the show. They use the slaves' teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fred told us about this for Black History Month.
No.
Okay. So here we go. We'll
go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Tell it. Although he did have awful dental problems, by the time he gave his first inauguration in 1789, he only had one natural tooth remaining.
Yeah.
George Washington never had dentures made from wood. Instead, they were complicated contraptions made from ivory, gold, and lead. Some experts suspect people thought that they were wooden because ivory took on stains. Washington dentures also contained real teeth, probably from cows and horses, and most definitely from people. He saved some of his own teeth that had been pulled, and one of his account books was the purchase of 9 teeth from African Americans enslaved on his plantation, yeah, Mount Vernon, yeah, according to the estate's historian. So he had slave teeth.
Yeah. I heard about it from this comedian who had said he went to Mount Vernon, like, in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the last thing he saw on the tour was his teeth. And, like, they were made out of, like, ivory lead. Oh, that's when
he was, like, ushered out, right?
He was like, but he said they couldn't, like, they had to do a walking tour, and he was the only one there because it was COVID. And right, it was, like, Martha Washington was the tour guide, like, the actress, whatever. And you couldn't speak inside. Like, when you're inside somewhere, you couldn't speak. So he's just walking around with this lady by himself. And if you see the guy, he's a weird looking dude. He's like, it's just me and Martha Washington in the room, just like, la, 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 just looking around. She's like, and she can't speak. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, the last thing she shows there is his fucked up ass teeth.
That's crazy. Well, Fred,
yeah,
unlike George Washington's teeth, one of the things that I thought I knew for certain since I was a kid,
right, is
that when you go to the Southern Hemisphere, your toilet flushes in opposite directions.
Right. It spins backwards.
Yeah, everybody said that, right? We all thought that was just common knowledge. Guess what? It's
a thing, right?
Wrong.
It does.
No. The amount of water in a toilet is too small to be affected by the Coriolis effect.
Mm-mm. That's not true.
It circles down the drain according to whatever forces guide it within the toilet. How about that?
That's not true.
What?
Because remember that show we were with Matt from Australia, and I asked him that, and he said that the water did go backwards?
Well, what's backwards to him? You don't know. How can it be backwards to him?
I said, yeah, does it go counterclockwise? He goes, yeah, it does.
That could mean something. That could mean a different thing on the other.
That's whack, man. You come up with some whack ideas that I've been all wrong. The dinosaur was not a brontosaurus.
We need someone to tweet the show and verify, someone from the Southern Hemisphere. Get your buddy Matt to give us a video of it. I'm not going to look it up. I'm sure it's on TikTok, but I'm not going to look it up. It could be Photoshopped, though. I don't know. Fred's taught me enough about conspiracies to make me think anything could be Photoshopped.
Yeah, that is true.
Just saying. So, well, you know, Fred, that's one of the things about conspiracy theorists, though, is people say that, you know, you have two sides of your brain, and one side is the more creative, where it, like, comes up with stuff, and one side is, like, more logical, right? You have, like, your left brain people and your right brain people.
Wrong,
Fred.
No.
No, science brain is for stupid bitches again.
They're not two brains?
No. No, we're not. I always thought I was left brain because of my analytical and logical nature. But it turns out that no studies have ever been able to show that different areas of the brain brain activity among people with different personality traits. Different parts of the brain definitely have different purposes. Right. We know that from studying people who've suffered brain injuries or strokes, according to Harvard, of course. Our friends at Harvard. Friends of the show.
Harvard.
Yeah, you know, old Steve Harvard. Not Harvard University. Steve Harvard.
From
Buckettown, Maine.
Hurry, you know,
I just came up with a name. Off the top of my head.
Steve Harvard. There you go.
Steve Harvard from Buckettown, Maine. Obviously. You just like called out our old roommates. So anyway. So researchers still think control of a language is located on the right side of the brain. In most people, for example, and the back of the brain prefers.
Is that facing? Or
you're right.
My right.
You're right. We can never have the same brain. So unless you're both facing the same direction. Okay. And then the back of the brain, in this format, in this podcast format, Fred, we're never going to have the same brain. And also, this is backwards.
This is my right. Yeah, this is my right.
Right. Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right. Right.
Correct.
Right.
So, anyway, and most people think the back of the brain processes visual information. Mm. So, there is no right brain or left brain.
Right.
Okay, so now you know that.
We're all just one brain.
Just one brain, man. Heal. That's something we can learn. All right, how about this? We'll continue with your body. Just a little south of your brain, Fred.
My body?
It's your old buddy, Mr. Tongue.
Oh, Mr.
Mr. Tongue. Have you heard, Fred, of what's called a taste map, right? When you were a kid, It's like one side of your tongue is salty, one side tastes sweet, one side tastes whatever. Yeah, bullshit. Guess what?
What?
Not real. Bullshit science.
Yeah, it's going to be tier wine commercials with bullshit.
The receptors that detect sweet, salty, sour, bitter, and umami are evenly distributed all over your tongue.
Umami. Ooh, mommy.
That's right, umami.
Your mommy?
That's where you need to do your Starface voice.
Aye, mommy.
The taste map grew out of a graph published by the German scientists in a paper in 1901.
Makes sense.
It was an imprecise, right? They did a lot of research after that, though, on that kind of stuff. It was an imprecise. I hope you understand what I'm saying there,
kid. Yes, I do.
It was an imprecise representation of his experimental findings. But others took it literally and expanded it in the decades that followed. So stupid people listen to a guy who doesn't know what he's doing.
Don't know shit.
Man, that happens a lot.
Right. Tell you. I have like one more and then I'll let
it just put a guy in a lab coat and be like, this is what I created and found. And
they, we're just gonna stay.
Lab coat scientist man said,
right? That guy,
well, like they do the commercials, like, use this dude's toothpaste because I wear a lab coat,
right?
Yeah,
I'm not a dentist, but I wear a lab coat.
So,
Fred, you know, one of the things that I've always looked forward to personally is after I die, having my hair and fingernails continue to grow, knowing that I would haunt the shit out of someone if I had long-ass hair and fingernails, and they mess with my grave, right? However, Fred, guess what?
What?
Even in death, science treats us like a bitch.
What?
So once oxygenated blood stops circulating at death, the cells that produce new hair and fingernail tissue can no longer function.
All right.
The idea that hair and nails keep growing is a misrepresentation of what actually happens to a corpse the hours and days after a person dies, says the BBC. And do you want me to tell you what does happen, or we could just leave it at that?
With the shit their pants, I know that much.
The skin dries out and retracts the fingertips, making the nails look longer. Men's facial skin also gets dehydrated, which can extend stubble and make it appear to have grown longer. So you're just more dead.
What about the dick? I guess it shrinks too, right?
The dick was never there to start, Fred.
It shrinks. It's
a bag of dry skin.
Yeah. And I have to come back from the dead and be like, nah, dude, it was cold. It was cold. That's not true.
Cold in that hole, Dad.
All right, Fred.
I heard a joke about it. I'll make it quick.
No, take your time.
Two guys are walking home. Two drunk guys are walking home. And they decide to take a shortcut through the graveyard. And, you know, it's at night. And they hear a voice that says, it's cold down here. It's like, oh, shit, what the fuck was that? So I don't know. But there was an open grave.
And
they start walking toward you. They hear it again. It's cold down here. And they look over into the grave. And they see another drunk. And he done fell in a hole. He said, it's cold down here. And the other drunk says, well, no wonder you done kicked all the dirt off of you.
Oh, drunk people. Oh, us. So, I saw a video tonight of somebody who said, like, his friend accused him of breaking in. I was sitting on his front porch drunk. And, like, his friend came home and he's like, did you go to the club without me? And he's like, well, yes, I did. And he's like, the guy's like, are you drinking my whiskey? He's like, yeah, I went in your house and got it. And you weren't here because you went without me. You left me behind. And the guy's like, that's a B&E. And he's like, well, what you did is leave me out. And that's a life sentence, motherfucker. Or like that was a life sentence of fuck you or something. It was hilarious. No, probably should have talked about it on the show. But anyway, Fred. So.
So that was a real thing.
That was a real thing.
Okay.
And he was just like, and it was totally a good call on the drunk guy friend's part. Because he was like, he was like, that's a life sentence. And I sentence you to fuck you or something. Just great drunk talk. You know, when drunk people say some of the best things, which is why we should probably never drink.
Yeah.
I should never drink because then I'd be agreeing with you on all your
comments. I'll drink on this show and it'd probably come out pretty good.
We did that. And I was,
we did that. And it was
for you guys because you get to have fun. For me, I was like, hey, like Joe. And that's fine. That's not my strong suit.
Slow it down.
I can't not hold my liquor. Mm. So anyway, so Fred, when I drink too much, the only thing I think about is the color of rainbows.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Alan. Yes, it is.
About going to sleep.
No, the only thing I'm thinking about is rainbows. Huh? And Fred, how do you
hit him with that reading rainbow, Alan?
What are the colors? Yeah. What are the colors, Fred, of the rainbow as you know them?
Roy G. Biv, red, right. Orange, yellow, no. Green, mm-hmm. Blue, indigo, violet.
Right. Wrong, Mitch.
No.
Yes.
I seen it.
We all remember Roy G. Biv. And today, though, everyone from teachers to color specialists have begun to forego indigo.
It's Velvet de Beau.
The rainbow, even the rainbow in the LGBT pride flag only has six colors.
I see.
And many people are left to wonder why indigo, which seems to be an arbitrary combination of two of the other colors, blue and purple violet,
right,
found its way into the rainbow. Well, because they're there. Thank for that.
Who?
One old son of a bitch, friend of the show, Sir Isaac Newton.
Oh,
he was a superstitious sort. I like the idea that we think Isaac Newton is a friend of the show. A superstitious sort who believed that the number seven had a cosmic significance. Because he was an occultist at the time. Nothing controversial about this.
It's a god number.
So he believed that seven colors, no more, no less, had come together to make white. And he chose indigo over the other colors because it was a very popular color dye at the time. So look at that. What a bitch.
It was. Indigo, that's the easy dye.
Everything. Seven colors got together to make white.
Right. That's what he
Why didn't put black in it then? Why he didn't put black in it?
Because he didn't.
Rainbow shadow was black.
Could have used black instead of indigo.
He could have.
I don't think there is any. Is there black in the rainbow, though?
Yep.
And Alan's black in there is.
All the colors are all the colors have black in them.
That's true.
That's right.
Every color has black in it.
You can't color blind, man.
Without black.
Every color, every rainbow is black and gray.
Black and black. Yeah.
And that's how we learned Alan was colorblind.
Are you serious? No.
You didn't know I was colorblind?
No.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
Have you ever seen him dress?
Yeah. You didn't know I was colorblind. Damn. See,
that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's why I can't see you sometimes.
No. Oh.
No, I'm not
there
colored.
You go. He almost got you there. Right.
He did.
He almost did. He almost tricked
there
you. That would have been Alan's break of the week.
That was
convincing Fred he was colorblind. So, okay, Fred, well, there's nothing I love more than rainbows, except for attempting feats of great strength and capabilities that man has never thought they could get to before.
Nope.
And Fred, one of those feats that I enjoy so much to tackle is trying to fold a piece of paper in half
11
more
times.
Than 7 times.
11.
More than 7 is as many as I thought you could do it.
I thought it was 11.
Well, see, it says there's the claim, you know, the claim is that no matter what size piece of paper you do, and I think Mythbusters right. did this.
Yeah, they did.
No matter the size, and half 8 times or more would require the impossible amount of energy to crease the papers. But, apparently the Mythbusters folded a football field size of paper in half 11 times.
11 times, yeah.
And a California high school student also challenged it by folding a long sheet of toilet paper in half 12 times in the same direction. So there you go. Now you know.
So really, you couldn't even fold toilet paper more than 12 times.
Let's try that. You know what, Fred? Let's all go get some toilet paper.
Black the toilet paper challenge.
Let's spend the rest of the episode doing the Black Lincoln Collective. Fold it challenge. Sponsored by who's that?
Dude, you got a wipe with it.
Yeah, that's how you win the challenge.
Yeah. 12 times a wipe.
You gotta fold it 12 times and wipe.
One good wipe. That's the way that you get that's a one wipe. If you can fold a piece of toilet paper 12 times or more, you're gonna get everything off in one shot.
Yeah.
It's the croissant of toilet
you
paper.
You have to wipe and then fold.
Very carefully.
Every time you wipe.
And then wipe again. Yeah.
Every time you and that's wipe. How you make the Black Lincoln Collective toilet croissant. Ladies and gentlemen, the toilet croissant's available every time you take a shit. And that's been this month's, or this week's, Whack History, where science is bitches news. We'll be right back.
Cause inside out is wiggin' and wiggin' and wiggin' and wet.
Welcome to the 132nd episode of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. I am your host, Alan. Fred and Matt have decided they don't want to talk no more. So, so we're going to come up with this brand new segment called Fred's Master Clickbaiter Closet Thingy.
I love it. I don't know where this is going to be.
Master Clickbaiter Closet Thingy. So... the pretty much the basis of this segment is, you know how like you're surfing the internet or whatever and you come across, hey, you'll never guess what this thing does and blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, oh, well, now you done put it in my head. I got to know what it is. And instead of going through and reading the whole damn article, I'm just going to give it to you straight.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to cut out the middleman. I am a master clickbaiter. Cause I always fall for it. I always fall for that clickbait.
Yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard.
I always fall for that clickbait. So, so this one is the top 20 animals, deadliest animals. That's what I want.
Top 20
deadliest. Top 20 deadliest animals.
Are insects included?
Yes. Insects are animals.
Are insects animals? Are they?
I believe so. I don't know. It's controversial, but.
Here we go again. We can't help but be controversial, Fred.
Can't help it. Can't some help say insects are animals. Bring some say insects are not. They're cephalopods. So we're going to start down here at cool the bottom. Off. We're going to start here at the bottom, number 20. And this may shock you.
I'm shocked. Electric eel.
Sharks.
Oh, no shit. Really?
Sharks at the 20. Bottom of the 20.
Okay, so sharks. How about this? Can we, you don't have to tell us.
Right.
But can we, me and Alan, guess our top five deadliest real quick? Just, okay. I just want to get it on.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and talk.
All right, because I would have put sharks in the top five.
Right.
Because I think, and it also depends on how we're, okay, so.
And this is deaths.
Top three. Like, let's do top three.
Deaths, not attacks, not injuries.
Death. The number that they have killed, people have, that they have killed.
Yeah. And I'm gonna give you the average victim per year.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. Yeah, how many is sharks? Since we already know that's number 20.
Four.
What? Sharks, dude, have they ever seen deep blue sea?
They kill people average of four people a year.
I just don't see how Sharknado didn't pump those numbers up.
Yeah. No sharks see Sharknado. Yeah.
There were so many sequels, Fred.
There's so many of them.
It affected so many years, though.
And I saw them all. Right.
I sharked them all. All right, so I'm going to say top three are going to be, bullet ants.
So maybe. Many animals.
There's a lot of animals, especially if we're including insects.
All right.
I'll say bullet ants are in the top three. I'm not, this is no particular order.
Right.
House cats.
Ooh, that's a curveball.
I feel like that's a wild ball.
That's a wild card, right? Yeah.
And bears.
Okay.
And bears, house cats, and bullet ants.
Yeah. I say
top three.
Dogs, spiders,
mm-hmm.
And
animals.
Damn it. I was going to say animals. And animals.
An animal.
Oh, I think he's nailed it.
So, right, so okay.
Sharks are four.
Sharks are four. Four victims per year. And the next we have the Komodo dragon.
Okay.
Komodo dragons kill about five people.
Sure.
Every year.
They have acid teeth.
Like right. Acid. I don't know. They're weird.
Yeah, they don't sweat.
Right. Yeah, but I thought people keep them as pets.
Controversial like, take, Fred. Biden is a Komodo dragon. It's Alan's controversial take of the night.
He's King Komodo dragon.
That's right.
All right, Al, we got one of your picks coming up.
Uh-oh. Bears.
So, Alan, your pick.
Oh, Alan's.
At number 18 is spiders.
Yeah, spiders.
Spiders kill about 7 people.
Victims. That is not as many as I thought.
Yeah, I thought spiders killed a lot more than that.
It's another thing that people that
TV, like I said, these are deaths. Like it's whack killing history. People.
These are on to whack history. All right. So anyway,
next up,
bring it.
Wolves.
Okay, running wolves. The bulls. What, 10. 9 maybe?
Wolves.
Okay.
Wolves. Wolves.
A wolf. Oh, wolf.
Wolves. Wolves.
I'm a wolf, Fred, if you remember wolves. Last week. Woo! My personality, my spirit animal.
Well, I'm the wolf man jacket. What you say don't mean nothing.
I kill 20 people.
I kill everybody.
Kill them all, baby.
No chance. No chance. It's me.
All right, coming in at 11, or well, next up, with 11 victims per year, Matt, your Bears.
Really?
Your Bears.
I guess they didn't count Cocaine Bear.
Right. Once again.
He took out 11 by himself.
I'm thinking that they're streaking. You know,
the kids took out Ray Liotta.
These are some. I was trying to call it Animals on the Rise, Fred. Yeah, I think they're going. They're headed up the charts.
Rise up.
Yeah.
You gotta rise up. Okay. 15. Next one up.
Oh, you said 11 for Bears.
Yeah, 11.
11 kills. We got 11
with
kills.
18 coming over top of Bears. We got cows.
Cows. Well,
okay. Cows. Yeah. Cows are out here massacring people. No, 18 a year. People.
Would you hate people too if they only wanted you for your meat?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, meat and milk.
The ladies only want me for
not
my
the name
milk.
Of the episode.
Meat and milk.
Not gonna be that. It's gonna be toilet croissant.
Milk my meat.
I'm gonna add it to the Urban
She's
Dictionary.
She's such a great meat milker.
I'm telling you, look out, people. By the time you hear this. The word toilet croissant will be on Urban Dictionary. And it will be when you get a piece of toilet paper and poop into it and then try to fold it 12 times and continue to wipe with it.
That's a chill title right there.
Toilet croissant. Toilet croissant. Oh, my God. Oh, next up, 20 kills. We got horses.
Okay, yeah, I see horses. Horses are, you know, all right.
Did you see John Wick 3? He killed like 3 guys with a horse.
With a horse?
With a horse.
Like the horse killed him.
Yeah, the horse killed him. Like, you know how he dance fights, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So he's like, they're in like a stable. He's dance fighting around the horse, and one dude got behind the horse, and he looked at the dude and looked at the horse and slapped the horse on the ass, and he just
kicked him in the back
and kicked him in the face. You know what I'm saying?
I'm over horses.
John Wick is a beast, man.
Yeah, that was okay. I saw that in the movies somewhere. That was a John Wick. Yeah,
like, that
John
today?
Wick is a beast, dude.
Okay, so horses came in at number horses. 17.
Okay, it might 16? Be less than 20.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
We see the top 3.
Coming in tying with horses.
Okay.
Another pick.
Narwhal.
Ants. Narwhals. Could you imagine a narwhal swimming around with like 3 people like, stuck on his horn?
There's just one really pissed off narwhal. All it took was one.
He's trying to shake him off.
Jeffrey Dahmer, the narwhal.
Each time he's stabbing more people. Yeah. Coming in,
like
okay.
It's like that girl's hand. Yeah. That narwhal right through him.
Right through him. Cousin of the narwhal with 50 victims, the pufferfish.
Oh, pufferfish.
Yeah. Well, that, I think
mostly
that's
from people eating
it. People eating it, that's stupidity. That's,
still counts.
Yeah, still counts.
I mean, it's still a kill. You gotta give the man credit.
Okay, now we're getting into like your
big boys.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Right, 50 kills.
Oh, 15 above.
Tigers. Motherfucking tigers, 50 kills. Yep. Hardcore tigers out there, man.
Believe it.
Eating them up, man.
Tigers don't like, care. Tigers
don't
are not
care,
afraid
man.
To be
nah, they're not. They ain't not your friends, man.
So, and don't think. And if you think that any of these animals are your friends,
man,
you're the reason their numbers are so high.
Yeah.
If you walk up to a fucking tiger like, I'm going to pet a tiger.
Yeah.
You're going to die. You're not helping.
It was that bitch Carol Baskins.
Sure. That could have been part of that. Could have been a whole thing.
She was keeping them tigers to kill people.
Didn't they find out that she did kill her husband?
No.
I don't know. I kind of
they
like,
found her husband in Costa Rica.
Oh, they found him? They did find him? Yeah. Oh, he was alive?
Yeah, he bailed on her. He was like, fuck that.
Fuck that tiger bitch. It was that bitch Carol Baskin.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is TK still in the jail?
Yep.
I didn't even watch the second one.
Was there a second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a
show homework. Watch 10 hours it was so, of Tiger King 2.
Yeah. I don't think it was that long though. You know what I'm saying?
It was probably like a 30
like after the popularity of it jumped up, they was like, we got to get something else out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
it had already peaked by then.
I think he had asked Trump to
acquit
him.
So no. You're gonna stay in there. Tiger King. You got wonderful wrong. Tigers. But
Tiger King
no.
wrong. You're fired.
All right. Some more insects.
All right. All right.
100 kills.
This could be your chance.
Bees.
Cockroach. Bees. Oh. Bees. 100 victims a year, man. That's a lot,
bees!
Man.
That's because they're everywhere, and your weapons are useless against them.
Yes.
I remember me and my son when he was like 3 or 4. We were walking outside, and like it was a nice spring day, and
a beautiful day.
Just I hear this humming. Yep. I was like, "What the hell is that?" And I'm looking around. I don't see that. Next thing I know, I see a black cloud, like out the cartoon.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
There's a swarm of bees.
Yep.
I had never seen that before, man. And
scary.
I just told him, I was like, stand behind me and don't move. Yeah. And like, I didn't know what else to do. Like, the bees might have had guns. I don't know.
Yeah. Your weapons, there's nothing his weapons could have done.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do.
That's the whole thing. What can you do against a swarm of bees?
Yeah, your firearms
are useless against them.
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do, man. Maybe a fly swatter, big, huge one. Like,
yeah, but even still, a lot of bees are gonna get you.
You
gotta have like a cartoon style gas puffer thing. And it shoots out. That's the only thing that can stop them. And who cares?
They don't make those no more. Yeah, they don't make them anymore.
I wonder. Have you seen those? I'm sure you have the commercials for like the little. It's like a little hand thing. And it's like a super fan, and they're like blowing the snow off the car. With like a little handheld,
like a leaf blower.
Yeah, but it's like handheld. It's like this big. It's like a little.
Oh yeah, I do know what you're talking about. I've seen that.
I want to get one of those.
I want one of those little mini leaf blowers to put in my golf bag, so in the fall I can blow the greens off.
There you go. Look at that.
But they like $60. No,
that's not.
I ain't playing. I just pick the leaves up.
I'll bring a fucking rake. For $60, I'll bring a rake.
Yeah, I'll bring my own damn. All right. So next
put
up
that on your Black Lincoln Collective Christmas list, kids, for free.
There you go. I'll sing
baby
for it.
Blower.
I'll sing you baby blower. That doesn't sound
just right, Fred. Okay. Baby blower. And just leave it for a few months and then come back to it and see what you
get. What is Fred baby blower?
Right, episode 132 underneath. So that you can come back and listen to this and be like, put it on
my wife Amazon wish list. A baby blower. Like Fred.
Tools for blowing babies.
Yeah.
From Fred. All right, next one. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, it's all good. 200 victims per year. Wow. The king of the jungle. Wow. Let's give it up for lions.
Man. Where's the crowd for that? I thought the crowd would chime in.
But the crowd's in shock because 200 people actually went across the line.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fucking lion. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't. But that's what people do.
Yeah, yeah.
It could have been 20 people and then 180 tourists.
Right.
who are like, honey, give me, I'm going to selfie with a lion. They're like, hell
that's
yeah,
it.
Brother.
That's it, man. The safari.
Yeah, come here, Alex. Selfie,
right. You got Alex.
Roar.
You roar. Roar. Put him up. Put him up. I'll fight you with one by my back. Man, put him up. Yeah, that's insane. Who does that?
Lions do.
Shocker.
Uh-oh.
500 kills.
500 kills now. This is getting real.
Hippopotamuses.
Hippopotamize. Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus.
And yes, I heard they are very deadly.
Yeah, like, dude. You know, again, yeah, I've seen them crush watermelons in their feet.
Yeah, man. Just
like, and they're fast.
But the mouth looks so little. I mean, it's wide and like inside of it just
it's big. It's, and they're big.
Yeah, they're huge, man. The they're thing, fast too. Yeah. Like yeah, in the water, they fast. You know what
short
I mean?
Short distances, you're not gonna beat them.
Yeah, you're not gonna get them.
Just like me, you're not gonna beat me a lasagna, and you're not gonna beat a hippopotamus to a person. If it's 10 yards or less, it's game over, baby.
All right. Next one's a huge one. He actually tied with the hippopotami.
Okay. Arch rivals.
Yes, elephants. They are neck and neck.
Oh, yeah.
Neck and neck, yeah. Yes.
I believe that. Imagine if they teamed up.
Yeah, but I believe elephants are murderers. Because elephants pick who they want to kill.
They never forget.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
To kill.
Yeah. They like vengeful.
Yes, I think, didn't you have a story about one that the elephant killed a lady and then came back to her funeral and
stomped on her again. And what can you do? Like, what can you do? Unless you got one of them elephant guns, what can you do? You know
even
mean?
Still, you can't be like, I'm going to shoot this elephant. Like,
yeah. Because then, now you got to get rid of it. How do you do that? How do you get rid of it?
That's a lot you of just stew.
Dig a big ass hole and
no, you start cooking, baby. Elephant stew, baby.
Cooking, invite the village.
Yep, time for elephant stew. The traditional, wherever we're at.
Look at that. Elephant's probably going to show up.
You know where we're at.
It's time for elephant stew.
You know where we're at.
They have the ovens for it though. There.
Yeah. Oh,
they do.
Oh no. Have you seen some of those videos where they like
that's
the
a whole
street
show,
food?
That's a whole other show. At first, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm sure this is how they do it. And then the more I've seen it, the more I'm like, oh my god, this is disgusting.
That like, dude, I see like, one.
They have drinks and there's bees in them all the time.
Yeah. The one dude, he's like, he drunk one of them drinks, and then like he was like, oh no, I got deli belly.
Yeah.
He was sick. He said he got deli belly.
You will die.
Yeah, you die dysentery.
Yeah, dude. Because it's like, I mean, they're just like cooking the shit. Out in the 100-degree
it's
heat.
So nonsense. Like, the dudes will wipe their face and then put their hands back in the stew.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, let me pick that up for you.
Because I know how nasty people are. You know what I'm saying? And nasty people are probably nastier than just nasty.
Right.
That's just nasty.
But see, the problem is I don't know enough about Indian food to know if the shit that they're cooking is delicious or not.
Yeah.
And that's the problem is I'm like, are they just showing shitty food vendor? Because, like, hear me out. We don't know.
Yeah.
They could just be showing the
shit. I'm pretty sure
ones.
The Maharaja ain't eating that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, not street food, but.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's like, street food. That's not a restaurant. See, so, I mean, that's.
Right,
the,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
For, like just like the average Joe where they don't cook or anything. They just like come to the street food place and get breakfast and go. It's like a nickel. You know, I mean, that's the whole thing. But that's why
version.
They're like, we're just going to use our hands. We're not
their
paying for towels or like napkins.
Yeah.
Good luck. And they're like, look at this tin can that we pulled this out of, and here's some other shit out of this tin can.
Disgusting.
And then the guy cut a whole onion with just in his hand, like, and just like dropped it. And like,
the blood's in there. Yeah. The blood from his hands in there.
And they're just like, delicious, spicy.
It's so
I can't
good.
Do it.
That's an iron taste to it.
Yeah.
He's good for you.
Oh. 1,000 victims.
1,000.
Per year.
Here we go. I'm trying to think what this could even be, man. Like,
if you're down in Florida,
Anywhere. It's gator time, man.
He's 1,000 Floridians.
About 1,000. Yeah, but yeah, so he's doing a service.
Yeah, it's just, he's just meeting his quota.
He's doing a service. All right, we're gonna make a big jump on this one.
All right, all right.
3K, 3,000.
3,000. All right, it's triple gators.
It's an insect.
Yeah, it's probably a mosquito. Mosquito or something.
No? No, mosquito. Mm. These are sneaky.
Sneaky insects. Sneaky insects. What you got?
Well, it's not a mosquito. It's a...
It's a snake.
It's an insect. Triple. It's a crab. Scorpions. No. That's not a...
Scorpion?
Oh,
yeah.
Scorpion. Yeah. Fred did a mime. Watch the show.
So scorpion is an insect.
On our YouTube.
I guess it is an insect.
Yeah. It's on the list.
It's got, it's a, what do they call
it? It has an exoskeleton.
Cephalopods.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I think.
It's a cephalopod.
Yeah. I have no idea what you said, but I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to be like, yeah, sure. Yeah, sounds right to me.
Now, I don't know what this thing is.
All right.
But it's got 10,000 kills.
10,000.
So it's got my respect. Tsetse fly.
That's the malaria fly.
I believe
that that's a fly that carries
malaria.
Real bad shit.
Yeah, that'll fuck you up.
Tsetse fly. 10,000.
Damn.
Check it out, man.
What's a tsetse fly? Is gross. They're large biting insects that inhabit much of tropical Africa. They include all the species, which they live by feeding. See? They live on by feeding on the blood of vertebrate animals. So basically, they eat us.
A lot of these top ones, like the ones lately, are from like Africa, though. Like,
yeah, well, that's why.
The alligators are highly African. Lions.
How else do you think,
elephants.
Fred, how else do you
hippos?
Think you convince people to leave Africa and go anywhere else? Like, I hate to say it, and I don't mean it in that way. But like, hearing this list, I'm like, you get it? Like, why not? Let's just try it.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, we're not everything's trying to kill us.
Are you saying going to Africa? Like,
no, I'm saying when people, like, when we think, like, why did people leave Africa? Why?
Oh, yeah.
How did my people convince your people to jump on boats? And then I'm like, I hear this list and I'm like, I get it a little bit. I get, I'm not saying, like, I'm not trying to make it a joke. It just makes sense. Yeah. Because, like, it sounds like this place, there's a lot of shit that's trying to kill you.
Trying to kill you, yeah.
So I would take the other option.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, they're like, it's probably not as bad as here. And you're like, I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, that's how you think they sold it, Fred. How do you think they sold it?
Nope.
There was marketing back then.
Yeah, they sold it all right.
Alan, hit the thing.
Sold so everybody. Coming in at 30,000. Your domesticated best friend,
kitty cats,
dogs.
Oh shit! 30,000 dogs killed.
30,000.
30,000 people get killed by dogs. Not 30,000 dogs.
It's a gang. It's a 30,000.
You just get one guy.
Gang. Yeah. They got tags like you go deer.
It's like 100 dogs a day. It's like a roaming.
Yeah.
Or like 100 people a day. So 100 dogs attack every day.
Jesus. That is insane. Matt, didn't you have snakes?
Do
you have snakes?
Snakes. No, I don't.
Did Alan have snakes?
No, I had dogs.
But
no,
I think dogs? I had... What was
then I had animals.
And animals. Yeah, so you already got that one.
No, I said kitty cats.
Kitty cats.
Ants. And then ants, and then I don't remember the other one.
Bullet ants.
No, bullet ants, and then bullet there was one ants. Other one. I don't remember.
Bears. You said bears.
Bears.
Yeah. Snakes. Bears. 100K.
100,
oof. We all knew
don't
those
like snakes.
Were going to be...
I'm scared of snakes.
You're scared of snakes?
I don't like snakes.
I don't like snakes. I'll kill them.
Like, I'm a snake. According to his...
According to his spirit animal, I'm a snake. Yeah.
I haven't seen... We've already had, like, during my job, you see snakes in the summer and shit. Yeah. And we had our first snake sighting. Like, that's one thing, like, doing the job that I do. It's always outside. I always look forward for the spring for that first snake sighting. You know what I'm saying? I had the first snake sighting
in my group last year. I opened up a pedestal and it was
In the thing.
In the thing, yeah. And it's full of black cables. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. About that big around.
Potential snakes, yeah.
Potential snake, you know what I'm saying? And I went to go reach for it, and I was like, oh, shit, that's a snake. You know what I'm saying? I got the first snake sighting.
Yeah. Snakes.
Yeah.
Broke the snake cycle for day.
Yeah. I've been up once, and I saw a snake, and he was sitting there, and he was rolling a joint. He was like...
So snake. Like, was his last name is... Bliskin?
Yes.
Yeah. Alan was on ayahuasca and was like, this is my spirit animal, man.
Yeah, here it is.
This is a big snake
smoking
guy.
A joint. Yeah. Me and him just sat down together. And
yep.
It was two snakes like these.
Like this. Yeah. Looking at each other.
Two snakes like this. Okay, now this is a surprise. Like,
what are we? Are you saying? Are we in the top three, five?
Yeah, we're in the top. I believe
seven.
Hold on. Yeah. Three. Okay. This was the top. This is the top three.
Okay. Top snakes, three. Here we go, Alan.
Snakes came in three.
All right. Snakes are number three.
So
number
coming two, in with 200,000. Almost a quarter million people. Almost a quarter million people a year.
All right.
Freshwater snails.
Fucking snails. See, I knew it.
Freshwater snails.
What? Just slugs who really want to make a difference in the world. I like those lazy slugs that don't even care.
Population control.
These are some motivated ass slugs. They got them. They grew them a shell. Damn. Decided to kill humans.
I believe they carry like diseases. They give you like flatworm or something. They can give you some kind of like
you don't want that.
Yeah, some disease or something.
That's why I never go in the water.
Mm-mm. Not fresh water. Touch the skin. I want like only like saltwater snails.
There you go. Saltwater for life, dog.
All right, and last but not least, the big dog, the most dangerous killer of them all.
Human beings.
Skeeters.
Mosquitoes. I think I said mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. You did say mosquitoes. Yeah.
I should have.
You did say mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes are mean.
1 million victims per year.
Not even close to humans.
Yeah, not even close to humans. We've got our own category.
But Alan, that's the thing.
They bring us up in the races.
It's like 1A, 1B. Yeah. We're winning that list every year. But no, like that's the thing. We all know, Alan, that we are the worst of all of the animals. Like we're the only ones who are as big a jerk as we are.
Yeah.
But like
it's fucked up because we kill each other.
Every list.
It's like snakes and them. They don't kill each other. I mean, they may have
to. Right. They fight. Yeah, but
they don't. They ain't like
not
us.
Not out of spite or vengeance or just robbery.
Elephants are the only ones that I like that.
Snakes don't have these guns. All right, so snakes are the killerest killer of them all.
The killiest mosquitoes.
No, it's mosquitoes.
Oh, mosquitoes. That's right. 100,000, you said?
1 million.
You said it kills a million people.
Million people.
That's a lot of people.
And I believe that's also going back to Africa.
Yeah.
They got malaria.
Malaria
and all that.
COVID.
They feel like sleep and
yeah. Yeah.
AIDS.
That's crazy. All things.
But that's remember when they said, remember they said that mosquitoes will give you AIDS?
Yeah, they will, though. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I don't give a shit. Mosquitoes are very permissive.
No, mosquitoes will get
very controversial.
Yeah, mosquitoes will give you AIDS, but remember when they first came out with that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
First came out
too.
With mosquitoes. Yeah,
like, mosquitoes give you AIDS, man. People video are dressed up like. Yeah. All dressed up and shit in the middle of summertime. Yeah.
I don't blame them. All right, Fred. Well, that wraps up this week's installment of the 2010 Leah Sample. Update us next week with the power rankings change.
Fred's master click beta. Remember, next time.
Right, remember that segment.
I'm going to click beta all over you.
For minute 45.
Yes.
Hours ago. Great segment. I clap for you. I clap.
Okay.
Good job. Next week. That kill people.
Yeah, there you go.
And We can't wait. We can do a top 20 list. Not a top 10. Not a top,
top 20 food that kill me, man.
Of everything.
Taco Bell.
Oh,
next
man,
week
is
the next top 47.
There you go. Yeah. Fred's hot 50. Yeah. Things that kill me. This week. Which the
he
whole
told
show.
Me to pad for time.
That's right. 4 hours of show. The MCU. Like, where we're
but wait,
the,
there's more.
That was just the top 20 this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, come back next week when we see if dragons can get on the list.
Casey Kasem's top 40.
WACK. Top 40. All right. Well, this is ridiculous. Thank you guys for listening. We will we'll be back next week with more probably whack history, more of whatever it is that Alan's not going to do, and so many other things than that. Thanks, everybody.
Have a good night.
See you next week.
BLC you later.
BLC you next week.
We are laughing. And we are very good friends. Good buddies sharing a special moment. Yeah, yeah.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
Get to the chopper!
Oh, what a day. What a motherfucking day.
Well, that's all, folks.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Goddamn hit.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
As you know, I'm a man of special needs.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.